Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Add federal charges now against Luigi Mangione, the suspect in the fatal shooting of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson. Let's get details from our Amanda Alexander.
That's right, Susan. Luigi Mangione indicted yesterday on federal murder charges. That includes stalking, a gun offense, and the possibility of the death penalty. Now, Mangione's lawyers arguing that the government plans to kill him as a political stunt. And civil rights attorney Areva Martin says this will be a tough fight for his defense.
Many people believe this should not be a death penalty case. Others believe this is exactly the kind of case that the Justice Department should pursue the death penalty. So it's going to be played out in the court of public opinion as well as inside of a courtroom.
So on that topic of public opinion, outside of federal court right now, some supporters of Mangione camped out pretty early. I mean, I'd say since about 3 a.m. Why? Let's ask Lena.
I'm here early because he reanimated my faith in humanity. Well, we don't know if he did it, but whoever did do it is a hero.
Again, the support for Mangione doesn't stop there. Online, people raised more than $900,000 for his legal defense. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM, outside of federal court.
A doctor in Connecticut who was born in Pennsylvania got an email from Homeland Security telling her to self-deport. 58-year-old Lisa Anderson tells TV station WVIT that unlike two attorneys who mistakenly got the same email last week, she has nothing to do with immigration and has no clue why she's on federal radar. She says she is now hiring a lawyer and has so far been unable to reach DHS officials to get some clarity. She also says she is now carrying her passport everywhere she goes. The U.S. Supreme Court now to decide on President Trump's executive order that ends birthright citizenship. The High Court has told the government and challengers to the order to make their case in less than a month, with the president saying,
I am so happy. I think the case has been so misunderstood. For some reason, lawyers don't talk about it. The news doesn't talk about it. That's not about tourists coming in and touching a piece of sand and all of a sudden they're a citizenship. You know, they're a citizen. That chip, that is all about slavery.
The 14th Amendment does not allow a tourist to touch a piece of sand and become a citizen. Prior to the Civil War, slaves, including those born in America, were considered property, not citizens. In fact, the Dred Scott versus Sanford decision in 1857 specifically denied citizenship to black Americans. The 14th Amendment sought to correct that, saying, quote, all persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States and of the state wherein they reside. Meantime, three district courts, appeals courts, and the U.S. Supreme Court have all kept the executive order on hold while this legal battle plays out. There's a new online challenge that is costing homeowners a lot of money to clean up. 1010 Winds went to Eltingville, Staten Island to check out one case.
Ben Helwa's fence needs a fence.
We were in shock.
He thought it was wind when he heard a loud noise in the middle of the night.
A lot of our fence was like knocked down, and you know, we at first we didn't really assume that it would have been someone or a group of people, I guess.
But it was.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. It might be a social media trend known as the Kool-Aid Man Challenge, where kids try to run through a fence like in the old commercials.
The kids did something stupid. It was a challenge. They thought they did something that was funny, but it got taken out of proportion.
He says it'll likely cost around $1,000 to fix. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
The Trump administration now taking over the renovation plan for Penn Station. It's a move that Governor Hochul's cool with. In fact, in a statement, she said that in multiple meetings with President Trump, she requested the feds fund this long overdue overhaul and that the decision will save New York taxpayers $1.3 billion. Tom Wright is president and CEO of the Regional Planning Association.
Specifically, they talk about partnering with the private sector, which will probably mean that they'll be issuing a request for proposals, allowing private sector teams come forward with their planning, engineering, design.
Because New Jersey Transit and the MTA still hold joint power over Penn, local and state lawmakers will still need to give their approval. In fact, the MTA says it expects to participate in the Trump administration's and Amtrak's efforts to ensure future plans for the reconstruction project meet the needs of everyone who uses it. A first in New York City.
The most complex liver surgery, which is liver transplantation.
Dr. Juan Roca and his team at New York Presbyterian Weill Cornell made history by performing the first groundbreaking surgery on a 59-year-old man.
Been in the making for the last 3 years. This is small keyhole surgery as compared to the open traditional surgery where you had to make a big incision to cut the liver.
This was the first robotic liver transplant, but Dr. Roca is convinced it won't be the last, saying this technology makes smaller incisions, a faster recovery, and fewer complications possible. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
A quick move by community leaders in Crown Heights to prevent violence of the past in that neighborhood. In fact, what was billed as the peaceful rally for Troy McLeod called for uniting the neighborhood following a confrontation between a black and a Jewish man.
Before the rally, some tense conversations.
He didn't push him out of a chair.
I don't agree
he didn't push an elder. He didn't dehumanize this elder.
The Reverend Kevin McCall says the assault of Troy McLeod was wrong.
We are not here to cause strife.
McLeod was hit and thrown out of his wheelchair in a confrontation over his unleashed, muzzled dogs. Levi Kabakov has been charged with assault. Rabbi Eli Cohen of the Crown Heights Community Council met with McLeod.
He had it in his heart to say, look, I don't want this to turn into another crazy Crown Heights incident.
Black and Jewish leaders planned a meeting together. In Brooklyn, I'm Juliette Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Ahead of his sentencing next Friday, former Long Island Congressman George Santos on a rant on social media. Among other posts on X, he accused the Justice Department of refusing to prosecute what he called a cabal of pedophiles running around in government. Santos pleaded guilty last year to wire fraud and identity theft. His lawyers are asking for a 2-year prison sentence. In a court filing yesterday, federal prosecutors said his posts show he has no remorse for his crimes and should get 7 years. The days of all the ugly scaffolding in the city are now numbered.
A lifelike replica of a sidewalk shed over the mayor's desk was removed so he could put pen to paper.
These 5 bills will, 1, make sure property owners finally finish repairs and take their sheds down, 2, improve the designs of sidewalk sheds that do go up, and 3, change how often we inspect our buildings.
Buildings Commissioner James Otto said since the mayor's 2023 Get Sheds Down effort, 563 have been removed.
The fight to reduce that number writ large is the fight that's on.
And Otto, using a football analogy, said we're only at halftime. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
In a statement, the New York City Hospitality Alliance commended the mayor for signing the law, saying when scaffolding goes up above a restaurant, business often plummets. Starting today at the Children's Museum of Manhattan, an NYC-themed Easter egg hunt. Spokeswoman Arielle Handelman.
So we have designed our Easter eggs that are hidden around the museum from the most exciting things of our city, including rats, taxis, Broadway, and a variety of other exciting things all over. And so the quest is, can you find them?
The Puppet Palooza Scavenger Hunt takes place today through Sunday. The museum is at 212 West 83rd in Manhattan. Get more info at cmom.org. This Sunday, you might want to opt for fake flowers in that Easter bonnet, especially if you've got pets. In fact, if you have cats, do not bring lilies anywhere near them. Dr. Carly Fox with the Schwarzman Animal Medical Center says they could be deadly.
Even a small amount of lilies, like the pollen, leaves, stems, the flower, any bit of that can cause severe disease in our cats. And I don't think many people know that. And there's many, many lily varieties. Not all of them do, but I would just assume that they all do because there are so many of them.
Plastic Easter grass can cause intestinal blockages if ingested. Chocolate is, of course, a no-no for both cats and dogs. As for Easter eggs,
a dog can have hard-boiled egg, but without the shell. And we just want to make sure that they don't actually ingest them whole, because that egg with the shell could definitely get lodged in their esophagus. Maybe it's a choking hazard.
And remember, live animals like rabbits, chicks, and ducklings are not holiday novelties.
If any families are, you know, thinking about bringing a rabbit into the home, you know, I think just really thinking about that, knowing that it's a long-term commitment. Rabbits live up to 10 years, sometimes even longer.
Get more year-round pet tips at amcny.org.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.